So we'll say a few words. We'll start by singing a short verse which is found in Mayapur. It's written behind the Gopeshwar Linga at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And some people, they say that this verse was written by Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda.
Kritapala Shiva Tumi Daya Maya Krishna Bhati Deha More Ahiya Sadaya.
So we're very fortunate today, although we're all Videshis, we're all foreigners, because we're coming in association with some Deshis. In this case, meaning Srila Satchinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu and Mother Jagatarini, were being brought into a very intimate place, a very, very special place. This is a place of one of Krishna's great devotees. This is a deity of Viseshwar Mahadev. We'll just say a few brief words because we have a lot of things to do today and several speakers. But first of all, some devotees, they may wonder why we're coming here and worshipping Shiva. This is not appropriate. Shiva, he's a demigod. And we only worship Krishna. Some devotees, they think like that. But the Bhagavatam describes the Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Lord Shiva has a very special position. He's the boss of all the Vaishnavas. He's the best of all the Vaishnavas. And in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, the devotees, Markandeya Rishi, offers him a very wonderful prayer.
Varam ekam vinetapi purnat kama bivarshanat bhagavatya chutam bhaktim tat pureshu tata twai.
He says that, oh Shivji, Varam ekam vinetapi purnat kama bivarshanat. You're purna, you're complete. And because you're complete, you can fulfill the desires of your devotees. Therefore, I'm coming to you, kama bivarshanat. And I'm offering this prayer, my desire. Please give me bhakti unto you. Give me bhakti unto Krishna and bhakti unto you who are completely surrendered to Krishna. So Shivji, he's Ketrapala. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in this verse, Ohe Ketrapala Shiva, Tumi Dhoyamoy. You're very kind and you're the guardian of the Dham. Krishna Bhakti Deha More Haiya Sudhoy. You please give me Krishna Bhakti. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we very happily and with great enthusiasm worship Lord Shiva, Mahadev, because he's a bestower. He's Krishna Bhakti Pradatta. He's a bestower of Krishna Bhakti. This particular deity in this particular place is a very, very special deity. This is one of the principal Shivlingas in Braj. Some people say that this linga was established by Brajanab, Krishna's great-great-grandson. It's described in the Skanda Purana that Brajanab, he went around Braj and he established different deities and Shivlingas. We don't know for sure if this was established by him, but you can just see, looking at him, he's very, very ancient. And he's very, very special. And he has a very special name. His name is Viseshwar Mahadev. And there's a very wonderful story, which we'll briefly recount to you, of why he has this name. It's said that Shivji, he once came to Braj in a previous yuga because he heard that Krishna was going to perform his pastimes here. And he was performing very severe austerities. Krishna became pleased with him and he appeared before Lord Shiva and told him, my dear Shivji, you're my great devotee. Would you like some benediction, something? And Shivji requested him that, please you grant me some residence here in your dham. I want to see your Bala Leela when you appear as Bala Gopal, as a very young boy here in Nandagaon. And Krishna said, Shivji asking me, I can just be here as a little grain of dust. And Krishna said, why a grain of dust? Tumi Bhoro Bhakta, you're a very big devotee. You should be a mountain. So he got a benediction from Krishna, and Shivji has appeared here in Braj as Nandeshwar Hill. We saw Nandeshwar Hill as we were coming past, huh? Giri Govardhan is considered to be a manifestation of Krishna or Vishnu. Barshana is considered to be, the mountain of Barshana is considered to be a manifestation of Lord Brahma. And Nandeshwar Hill is considered to be a manifestation of Shivji. So after Krishna appeared in Gokul, and he was brought to Nandagaon later by his parents, Shivji came to the door of Nanda Maharaj because he wanted darshan of Krishna. So he came, and he came in the guise of a sadhu, and he came and knocked on the door. And Yashoda Rani, she came to the door, and she saw this sadhu standing out there with his cloth holding out, and he said, Bho Mata, Bhagavati Bhikshandehi, will you please give me some alms? And Yashoda Rani, she said, yes, what would you like? He said, I would just like to see your kanai. I'd just like to see your lal, your gopal. And Yashoda, she looked at this sadhu. He was a very terrible looking sadhu. He had ashes all over his body from some crematorium. And there were snakes, poisonous snakes crawling on his body, and scorpions and spiders. So for Yashoda, there's nothing more dear to her in her life than Krishna. And she looked at the sadhu and she said, No. You can't see my gopal. No, please, Ma. I just want to see your gopal. No. You can't see my gopal. It's not possible. So then he said, okay, then I'll just sit down and I'll stay here. I won't go anywhere until I see your gopal. She said, whatever you want to do. So she closed the door and went back inside, and Shivji just sat there for a long time. And finally she came outside the door again. She said, look, I know you, Babas. All you want is some rotis. So here, you take some rotis. Now, chalo. She gave him some chapatis. Then Shivji, he left that place. And Shivji became very sad because he wanted darshan of Krishna. So he went to a nearby forest in Nandagaon. And it said that in that place he sat down with a great hope. In Sanskrit, the word asha means hope. And because he sat down here in this exact place, in this forest, with this great hope, this place is known as the vana, or the forest of hope. It's known as Aseshvan. And Shivji, he began to cry. He began to pray to Krishna. And he sang in a very beautiful melody, which is known as a sabari. Again, this is two words, asa, bhari. Bhari means very great. So this is a raga. This is a raga of great hope. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So this is known as the Sabari Rag, or the mellow of great hope. So singing like this in this place and crying and crying, he became known as a Seshwar Mahadev, as a Lord who had such great hope. And what was his hope? Maybe we'll sing a song a little later. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. His hope was that he wanted to have darshan of Krishna. So Krishna says, Yayatamam Prabhadyante Tam Sataiva Bhajamyaham. As his devotee approaches him, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So when Shivji started crying, Krishna also started crying. And Mother Yashoda came running. Oh, can I? What is it? Krishna was crying and crying. And Mother Yashoda, she picked him up and tried to comfort him. He wouldn't stop crying. She offered her breast to him. Krishna just pushed her away. He wouldn't accept the breast. She tried to give him his favorite toy, and Krishna took and threw it. And he's just crying and crying and screaming and crying. And Yashoda became so upset. All the elderly gopis, they were coming, and they were trying so many things. They would go and they would make some face, and they would try to tickle Krishna, make him laugh, and do all the things that ladies do in this world to try to pacify a child. But none of those things worked. Krishna just cried and cried. And the elderly gopis were very upset. And they said, oh, Yaso, Yashoda, hey, did something happen today? Did some strange person come? And she said, no. Upananda came, Anandamaraj's brother. There was no... she said, there was one very strange-looking sadhu who came, and I sent him away. He said, oh, maybe that was him. Maybe he's put some curse on your kanu. So then all the gopis, they went all looking all over Nandagaon for this sadhu. And finally some of them came here to Seshvan, and they found this sadhu sitting with snakes and dreadlocks and ashes all over his body, and just sitting and chanting Hare Krishna and his raga. And they said, oh Baba, Yashoda Rani, she sent us, you have to come. You've given some curse on her kanu. You have to come and remove that curse. So Shivji was very happy. So he went back to Nandagaon Hill with them. And they had him take some mustard seeds and some different things they do in Braj to remove the evil eye. As soon as Krishna saw Shivji, immediately he stopped crying. And Yashoda was very happy. And they sent Shivji back outside. And then immediately Krishna started crying again. So then Yashoda, she came outside. She said, look, Baba, what's the problem? You wanted to see my kanai? Now you've seen him. So take your curse off. What's going on? And Shivji said, I'm very sorry, but he won't stop crying until you put his feet on my head. So Yashoda, she was looking at this very fearsome looking sadhu with all the ashes and spiders and snakes and things. He said, no. And the elderly gopis who were there, they were saying, yes. And Yashoda saying, no. And the elderly gopis going, ha, you should do. So finally they convinced Yashoda, and she took baby Krishna and she put his feet on Shivji's head. And then Shivji, who's known as Natabara, the greatest of the dancers, he's at his Tandava Nityam, he does his dance of destruction, the time of the destruction of the universe. He began to dance very, very ecstatically and beating on his Dumburu drum like this. And Krishna, seeing that, baby Krishna started smiling and laughing. When a little child smiles and becomes happy, everyone else becomes very happy. But when that child is the source of the universe and the life of everyone, then everyone becomes very, very happy. So when all the Brijbasis saw that Krishna was laughing and smiling like that, they all became very happy themselves. And then Yashoda Rani, she said, hey Baba, she said, I'm the queen here in Vrindavan, so I want to give you some benediction. What do you want? What can we give you? Some bakshish or something? Some donation? And that sadhu, he told her, he said, oh Ma, I don't want anything. I'm an iskinchana sadhu. I just chant Krishna Nam. I don't need anything for myself. But if you want to give me something, then two small things I would like to request from you. Every day, when you bathe your Kanu, when you give him a bath, you please give me the Charanamrita, that bathing water. And the second thing, when you give him some bhog, you offer him something to eat, you please give me some of that Uchista, some of that prasad. So there's another Shivlinga here in Nandagaon. He's on top of Nandagaon Hill, and he's known as Nandeshwar Mahadev. And there at the temple in Nandagaon, every day they bathe Krishna and Balaram, and they offer bhog to them, and they take that Charanamrita and that Mahaprasad, and they offer it to Nandeshwar Mahadev, who becomes very, very happy. Shri Asesh Mahadeva ki jai, Shri Aseshvana ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, we have been graced to have this darshan of the hope-giving Lord Shiva, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. And we will now proceed to another great devotee who's very, very instrumental in our spiritual progress. It is Srila Rupa Goswami. As you know, Srila Rupa Goswami is really the founder of the theological or philosophical founder of our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON, but Srila Rupa Goswami is the founder of our line of thinking. Therefore, we are all called the followers of Rupa Goswami or Rupanuga Vaishnavas. It's a specific identity which has been given to us. Srila Rupa Goswami has, of course, another identity. He is a very dear maidservant of Srimati Radharani under the care of Srimati Lalita. So, devotees who think about the ultimate things, they have to arrive at the door of Srila Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari. In this world, Rupa Manjari is active as Rupa Goswami and lays down the philosophical and rasa theology basis, which will form the road for a sincere practitioner of Srila, of Krishna consciousness, the road which will bring him into the divine Leela, or to the service of the divine couple Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. See, it takes someone from so high above to come down to us and give us the means how to reach that wonderful domain. We cannot go by our own strengths and our own knowledge, but we can be lifted by the help of a dear confidential servant of Srimati Radharani to come to that platform. At the last moments of his life, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed once and forever, to the modern followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavism into the direction of Rupa Goswami. He had on his departure bed one of his disciples sing the song Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. In this song, it is requested that the rays from the lotus toenails of Srimati Rupa Manjari will enter our hearts and illumine it. We wish to have these rays from above, these rays of mercy from the confidential servitor in the camp, servitor maid servants in the camp of Srimati Radharani, to not only enlighten our hearts, but to let the flower of love of Godhead, which is now in a budding state, it is closed. It's a pupoljak in Croatian language. To open this this bud, we need the light from above. So we will now very, very, very reverentially and with great hope, Ashabanda, engage in a nice little kirtan and go in sacred procession to Tir Kadamba, which is about 5 to 10 minutes walk from here. You please make this a journey of hope. A journey of hope to get the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Rupa Manjari, who had his place of bhajan there in Tir Kadamba, under the beautiful wish-fulfilling pilo trees, which are still there. It's a beautiful paradisical garden, a garden of hope. And we will, our hope has happened here. Shiva had given up all hope to see Krishna, but by the mercy of the gopis who found him, he was brought to Nandagram. So we also are sometimes a little hopeless. I don't know if you sometimes feel like that also. But if Rupa Manjari finds us, by her grace, we can definitely be introduced to the divine couple. And Rupa Manjari has come as Sri Rupa Goswami. And if we show up at his bhajan place with a very humble and, let me say, receptive mood, Rupa Goswami will find us. Don't worry. He will come in your best consciousness, and Rupa Goswami finds you and brings you. So we will sing. Please follow in sacred procession Burijam Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji and myself, and the, I hope that the Kirtan group can come to us as Vikramakeshari, with his medanga playing skills available. He's then our Prabhuji. You have to show your best rhythm, not too quick in the beginning. Be with us, Kata players also. And yes, just come and you will see the rest. You might even see Srimati Radharani appearing before your very eyes. That might happen today.